SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump has welcomed the head of NATO to discuss sending more weapons to Ukraine in response to recent attacks by Russia. Correspondent Bernie Bennett shares details.
NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte is set to meet with President Donald Trump on the heels of the U.S. leader announcing plans to sell NATO allies weaponry that they can then pass on to Ukraine. NATO says Rutte will be in Washington Monday and Tuesday and will meet with President Trump, Secretary of State Marco Rubio, and Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, as well as members of Congress. The visit also comes after Mr. Trump last week teased that he would make a major statement on Russia on Monday, and as Ukraine is struggling to repel massive and complex air assaults launched by Russian forces. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
This hour, the president is threatening to punish Russia with more tariffs if the war does not end in 50 days. Flames roaring through an assisted living facility in Fall River, Massachusetts, killing 9 people and trapping residents inside. Authorities say at least 30 people were hurt. Firefighters responding to the Gabriel House facility late Sunday. Details of a fatal shooting at a Lexington, Kentucky church remain under investigation. The possible motive may have been an act of vengeance by the gunman who fled there after wounding a state trooper.
2 female victims were pronounced deceased at the scene.
Police Chief Lawrence Weathers.
The suspect was shot by responding law enforcement and was pronounced deceased at the scene.
The Fayette County coroner identified the 2 victims as 34-year-old Christina Combs and 72-year-old Beverly Gum. Relatives told the Lexington Herald Leader the suspect arrived looking for Combs' sister, with whom he shared 3 children, according to witnesses. When told she wasn't there, the suspect allegedly said, "Someone is going to have to die then." Audio courtesy WLEX 18. I'm Jennifer King.
The Dow hit 50 points and the NASDAQ up 44. This is SRN News. Americans are concerned about pornography.
A new poll from the American Enterprise Institute reveals that about 70% of adults want to limit access to online porn. That includes 60% of young men who are the primary consumers of the product. The survey also reveals that amongst the strongest male opponents of pornography are men ages 18 to 24. Meanwhile, statistics indicate that the average age that a young person encounters porn in this country these days is 11. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The International Criminal Court has issued some arrest warrants for the Taliban supreme leader and the head of Afghanistan's Supreme Court on charges of persecuting women and girls since seizing power nearly 4 years ago. The ICC accuses the Taliban of having severely deprived females of the rights of education, privacy, expression, thought, conscience, and religion. This is SRN News. Here's the Midday Wall Street Business Report.
European trade ministers are meeting in Brussels after President Trump announced 30% tariffs on the European Union, which is America's largest trading partner. Higher import taxes could disrupt economies and raise prices on goods like French cheese and German electronics. Over the weekend, the president also announced 30% tariffs on Mexican goods. China's exports jumped nearly 6% in June as a reprieve on U.S. tariffs prompted a rush of orders by companies and consumers ahead of the August 1st deadline. In the U.S. Senate this week, GOP lawmakers are looking to pass President Trump's request to claw back more than $9 billion in already approved spending on public media and foreign aid. The House already approved the rescissions package. The Senate must act by Friday or the spending stays put. I'm Greg Clugston.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.